This diagnosis is dictating on Mary Terry. That is T-E-R-R-Y. Terry. Terry Mary. M-A-R-Y. The date of consultation is 12-12-22. Date of birth is 7-10-1930. Please make a copy for Dr. David Heise, H-E-I-S-E. Next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough and history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a this is a 92-year-old female who had an episode of pneumonia earlier this year. Had a persistent cough for almost 6 months and has been on various cough syrups and bronchodilators. She was also on antibiotics on two occasions and was sent for a barium swallow study. And the report is not available immediately. She denies recent weight loss, headaches, nausea, vomiting, and no hemoptysis or hematemesis. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history includes history of fracture of the C-spine at C7. She also had a lumbar laminectomy in the past. She has had pneumonia on more than one occasion. Has had hip surgery with left hip replacement. And she has had a right femoral fracture with the rod placement. She is hypertensive and hyperlipidemia and has had asthma since many years. Next paragraph, habits of patient, smoke 2 packs per day for one, she smoked 1 pack per day for 2 years and then quit. No alcohol, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, mother had a history of diabetes, father died of natural cause. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has fatigue, no fever, no cataracts. Has cataracts, no glaucoma. So no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. So urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. So asthma and wheezing and coughing spells. Also has constipation and reflux. Denies abdominal pains. She has constipation and arm pain and calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, and memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist includes Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Pepcid 20 milligrams BID, Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams HS, and Advair disc 250x51 per PID. Claritin 10 milligrams a day. Venlafaxine 100 milligrams daily. Lovastatin 20 milligrams HS. And nebulized albuterol solution, PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, moderately obese, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse 75 as patient's 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 165, saturation 95. HG and D are non-cephalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear, neck supple, no bruise, the thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions with wheezes toward both lung fills. Heart, the anthems, regular, sonorous to no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organum, megaly, the bowel, sounds active. Extremities, no edema. I'm sorry, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes, 1 plus, no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with asthma. Number 2 is hypertension. And number 3 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CBC IgE level and a complete pulmonary function study. A CT chest without contrast. I'm sorry, with contrast. She was also placed on doxycycline, 100 mg BID for 10 days. Prednisone, 10 mg BID for 1 week, once daily for a week. Advised to come in for follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Heise, MD, H-E-I-S-E, MD. Okay.